it was all systems go for Cheltenham. But takers of that 6-4 a few months earlier could have 7-1 as the tapes went up on March the 13th, with Courtauld Star 7-4 favourite to become the first ever to regain the crown.
Fourth place, and the match that was promised 12 months ago is now well and truly on again. Courtauld Star leads Denman on the turn, and this time it's Courtauld Star with a fizz in his step. Denman in second, ridden along Exotic Dancer, Neptune Collange, and they're away from Barbershop. Two from home, Courtauld Star is over. Five lengths the growing gap to Denman in second, Exotic Dancer in third, and Neptune Collange, the final fence between Courtauld Star and history, the scene of oh many scares, but this time he's faultless, and Courtauld Star is over. From Denman in second, Exotic Dancer and Neptune Collange, then Mywell and Barbershop, and ridden out towards the line. What a week for Ruby Walsh, his seventh winner. Courtauld Star makes history, the first horse to regain the Tote Sport Cheltenham Gold Cup. Courtauld Star, Denman goes down fighting in second, Exotic Dancer third.
Ridden with understandable restraint this time after those heart troubles, Denman was never able to dominate his stablemate as he had a year before, and despite a badly troubled campaign, he still finished in front of the rest as runner-up. Connections felt he'd come back to himself with that run, so took him to Aintree, a track that was highly unlikely to play to his strengths as a galloper, and it proved to be the first of three poor post-Gold Cup runs. Still in there pitching, he suffered the only fall of his career at the second last in a race that was always likely to better suit the winner, Madison de Burleigh. At right-handed Punchestown in 2010 and then back at Aintree in 2011 in what turned out to be his final race, he fared little better after giving his all at Prestbury Park in two more contests that could be considered great Cheltenham Gold Cups.
They're off. Racing then for a first timer for this Hennessy Gold Cup, and as they run down well bunched to the
put away for the summer, the Denman plan for next season reverted to his Gold Cup winning year. First up was another crack at the Hennessy Gold Cup at his beloved Newbury. This time, however, he was fully £13 higher in the handicap than he had been when taking the race 2 years earlier. That, plus history, was against him. Only the greatest of all chasers, Arkle, plus another legendary performer, Mandarin, had ever won the prestigious handicap twice. Denman never looked better than he did in the paddock that day, and with Harry Findlay bullish and Ruby Walsh riding, the money poured on to the extent that the tank went off the 11-4 favourite. The Queen's Barber's shot was next best at 13-2, and stablemate What a Friend, owned by Sir Alex Ferguson and carrying just 10 stone 4 pounds, was a 7-1 chance as the tapes went up. Ian Bartlett once again called them home.
And it's Joe Lively in the yellow jacket leading up. And towards his inside in the orange and blue is the Irish national winner Niche Market. In behind there's Gone to Lunch and Denman in third and fourth positions. Barbershop behind those. The distinguishing white cap of Kappa Blur right on the inside of the course. Mon Mome is on the outside just in behind the leaders and running a little bit keenly in the early part of the contest. The black and orange of Killyglen is next from War of Attrition as they turn down the side of the course. Nenufar Collange, Cornadi Kid, and What a Friend are behind these, and they're followed by State of Play and Accordion. Snowy Mornings dropped a few places. Chelsea Harbour Bally fits towards the inside, and My Will going around the outer is the back marker as they come over the cross fence, which they are all over okay. The yellow of Joe Lively out in front. Niche Market in second. Denman's moved into third. Gone to Lunch is on the inside of him against the rails in fourth. Also, like those two in green colours, Mon Mome is in fifth place in the orange sleeve jacket of Killyglen is next. And the left of the field is Nenufar Collange in the green and yellow silks. White on the inside is Kappa Blur, distinguishing white cap with him. Barbershop is about three or four from the right as Joe Lively loses the lead at the first in the straight with a clumsy leap, and it's Niche Market who comes down to their second open ditch, number eight, in front to Denman, Joe Lively, Killyglen, Gone to Lunch, and then Mon Mome and Barbershop, and with those on the outside, War of Attrition from State of Play, Kappa Blur and What a Friend behind these from Chelsea Harbour, Cornadi Kid, Nenufar Collange and Accordion. Snowy Morning towards the back of the field as they come inside the last 2 mile. Ballyfitz jumping awkwardly is the back marker. My Will is right at the rear of the field. They come down now to fence number 10 of the 21. And Denman has almost come through to join Niche Market in front. He does touch down, level with the leader there. Ballyfitz, another bad mistake at the back. Joe Lively is in third. Killyglen in fourth. Barbershop is next. From Gone to Lunch and then Monmouth and What a Friend and State of Play and Kappa Blur, followed through by War of Attrition towards the outsiders. Denman is the leader of the water, which they take just the once. Kappa Blur was slow at it with a white cap on the inside. Ballyfitz has lost touch with the other group of runners. So to the far side, Niche Market has come through to head Denman again, to Joe Lively in the yellow on the outside in third, Killyglen and Barbershop the next two, the Grand National winner Monmouth in sixth position from War of Attrition, a former Cheltenham Girl Cup winner, then Gone to Lunch and What a Friend with those Nenifar Kalonch and Cornati Kid, and then State of Play, a former winner of this race, and then Kappa Blow with a white cap from An Accordion on the inside, and then comes the yellow snowy morning from My Will. Chelsea Harbour's next, Ballyfitz jump that will be pulled up before they take the next, which is an open ditch. And as they come to it, it's Niche Market the leader. Niche Market got over it safely to Denman second. Killyglen moving smoothly through them into third from Joe Lively and Barber's Shop. Gone to Lunch on the inside. Then War of Attrition from Kappa Blur and with those Cornati Kid. They now have two more plain ones on the far side to take. State of Play just lost a few places. An Accordion struggling. Monmouth was dropped off the leading group also. So they come over the next. Denman was in front there. Just we lose at the back of the field. Kappa Blur is down. Kappa Blur, a faller horse and rider, safely on their feet as they move now to the 16th. And it's Denman and Niche Market together. Barbershop in third. Killyglen just losing a few places in fourth. And behind those is Joe Lively. And then on the outside, Cornati Kid, My Will, and War of Attrition. Gone to Lunch under pressure. Nenifar Kalonge is left. Five to take in the Hennessy. Denman, the previous winner, is the leader. Ruby Walsh has had a look round already for the dangers. Niche Market, who's been prominent throughout, has been joined by Barbershop. The Queen's runners move now on the outside of Niche Market. They're second and third. The white jacket, blue cap of What a Friend is making good progress into fourth. Joe Lively is next as they come to the cross fence. Denman was the leader. Joe Lively made a mistake in fifth position. So Denman comes on the home turn, leading up now to Barbershop, two lengths away in second place. Niche Market is in third. What a Friend in the white jacket, blue cap in fourth place. They're clear to Gone to Lunch, Snowy Morning, Joe Lively, Cornati Kid, Nenifar Kalonge, My Will. War of Attrition still going. Killyglen, it looks like he's pulling up as they come to the fourth last. Denman and Barbershop. Denman the leader by two lengths to Barbershop in second position. What a Friend is in third. Niche Market in fourth. They're coming down towards the final ditch. Three out, and it's Denman bidding to carry top weight. Got over it safely by two lengths. The stablemate, What a Friend, has moved into second position. Niche Market and Barbershop are third and fourth. Gone to Lunch and Snowy Morning behind those at the second last. Denman only just to What a Friend in second position. The back in third place then is Barbershop and Niche Market. Gone to Lunch behind those, and then Snowy Morning as they come to the last fence. What a Friend and Denman are the two. The two stablemates are at it together. Denman was just in front and he got away from the fence faster. Leads by two lengths to What a Friend in second position. They're heading inside the final furlong now, and Denman bidding to be the third horse to recapture the Hennessy. Shows in front a great weight carrying performance from outstanding stablechase of his generation. Denman has won it to What a Friend in second. Niche Market and Barbershop involved in
it. Was Denman's career defining moment. Two Grade 1 festival wins and a Hennessy is usually enough for a horse to be right up with, if not the best of a generation. But two Hennessys, both under top weight, and one from a mark of 174 is comfortably enough to be considered among the real big league. According to the Racing Post, Denman joined the ranks of the all-time greats with a superlative performance in repeating his 2007 victory on a course where he is now unbeaten in five attempts. Say no more.